Sarva Bhuma Bhattacharya had requested a place that's solitary and quiet, but also close to Jagannath Temple, so it was very easy for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go see Lord Jagannath every day. After he was situated in Gambira, different devotees of the Lord came to see him. And of those that came to see him, one group was Bhavananda Roy and his four sons, his fifth son and eldest being Ramananda Roy. And the description in Chaitanya Charitamrita is that their home was in Alalana, and this was their home, the ancestral family home of Bhavananda Roy and his five sons. That's the information we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We also find information that Ramananda Roy and Sarup Damodar, in the final 12 years of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, they were constant companions with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the further description says that on into the evening, they would stay with Mahaprabhu, just the three, inside Gambira, pretty small space, inside Gambira, maybe they're out in the courtyard too, inside Gambira, and after the late hours would arrive, Ramananda Roy and Sarup Damodar would go to their respective homes or residences. So we did not visit a residence of Ramananda Roy, but by inference, one can understand he had more than one residence, this being the ancestral residence, and while in the association of Mahaprabhu, he also had some residence in Puri. My guess is there's at least a dozen places that claim this was the residence of Ramananda Roy in Puri. But this is his ancestral home, just outside of Alamanath, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes it in that way as in Alalanath. Something that we didn't mention this morning about Alalanath, in the courtyard, as you walk towards the temple to the right, there's that little mandir and the slab of stone. And in case you didn't get the full discourse from the local pujari, the slab of stone is said to be a place where Mahaprabhu would lie down. And as the intensity of his separation made his body very hot, the heat of separation would melt the stone. And so, as we walk in from the one side, that's the place where his head would rest, his arms on either side, his feet at the other end, making this deep impression in melted stone. Consider what it takes to melt stone. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the creator of all stones. So for him to melt stone, that's nothing. But the intensity of separation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is demonstrated in another nature. Once again, any of the places where the Supreme Lord performed his pastimes, or his pure devotees conduct their pastimes, these places are sacred and places of pilgrimage. So here we are, making our pilgrimage to pay our respects to Srila Ramananda Roy and his intense devotion and love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very pleasant. Bhavananda Roy, technical advice. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.